Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Have you ever been at the movie theater and you look behind you and there's a couple of parents with a younger child and you're seeing a movie that you totally know is not appropriate for that child's age and you think to yourself, geez, those parents, but how do you know when your child is ready for a certain thing? I wasn't even sure when my children were ready to read Harry Potter because there is some darkness to it and some violence. How do you know with the media that it's out there today when you're ready to introduce those things to your children? My guest is one of our favorite guests here, Dr. David Hill. He's the vice president of Cape Fear Pediatrics in Wilmington, North Carolina. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hill. So how do you know when your kids are ready? Is there a certain age group that, yes, it's okay to show them certain types of movies, superhero movies, books that may be a little bit more violent, moving away from Captain Underpants, that sort of thing? How do you know?
Right. So the best data that we have are really with visual media, right? I don't have great studies to refer to looking at books. There used to be a big, back in the 1950s, before most of us remember, there's this big brouhaha that comic books were going to ruin a generation, right? I can't say whether that generation was actually ruined or not, but everybody looks back at that as being this panic that never really came to fruition, right? When we look at visual media, when we look at TV shows, movies, videos, etc., we have much, much better data. And what those data show us is that what kids watch impacts what they think is normal and what they think is okay, and ultimately what their behaviors are. So kids who watch more violence, even if it's cartoon violence, even if it's animated, display more violent behavior. Your kid may be a peach, but if he's watching something with a lot of violence, he's more likely to go around hitting things or people, right? We know that teens who watch more sexual content are more likely to engage in high-risk sexual behavior. We know that kids who watch more smoking, which is in G-rated movies, you still see people smoking, tend to smoke earlier and more often. We know the same is true for alcohol, drug use. So the first thing to say is that what kids watch definitely matters. What they read, I can't tell you as much about.
Wow, you know, I am going to play this show for my son because just last night we were discussing, he said, do you think that me playing Call of Duty, he's 14, is going to make me a more violent person? Because they were talking about this in school. And
overwhelming data that the answer is yes.
So it's what I said to him. And also the fact is that I said, Clayton, you may know the right things to do, but sometimes these things play tricks on your brain. So as a parent, how do we separate this and say, okay, this is okay? I mean, back in the day, Dr. Hill, as you say, you know, the cartoons, Bugs Bunny and Roadrunner were doing all sorts of violent things.
But yeah, right.
How do we know?
There's a great video online that shows kids' behavior after watching Power Rangers versus after watching Caillou. And if you can search that thing, it is dramatic. They have a bunch of preschoolers in a room, and they show them the Power Rangers, which everybody beats up on each other, and they're just kicking and wailing on each other. And then after, I'm sorry, it wasn't Caillou, it was Barney of all things, which, you know, most parents find like fingernails on a chalkboard. But the kids were dancing and singing and playing happily. So, you know, we see this. I think the first question is, what do I think is good for my kids, right? Some people think violence is great. I'm not one of those people, but if violence doesn't bother you, you know, maybe you think violence is a good thing. Some people are really worried about their kids engaging in early sexual behavior. Some people are really worried about alcohol or drug abuse due to a family history, for example. And so the first question is, what's important to you and your family in terms of getting the best outcome for your kids? Then you want to know what's actually in the stuff, right? What's in this video game? What's on this website? What's in this movie or TV show? And there, I don't know anybody who is doing a better job of answering that than the folks at commonsensemedia.org. This is a nonprofit organization. They run a website. I think you've got it where you can see it. And they tell you what's in the stuff. They don't tell you what to do, but they do give a suggested age. And they have experts rate it and suggest an appropriate age. And then they query parents. And they ask parents, what age would you take this kid to see after they've actually seen the movie or the show or played the game or whatever? And so you'll see both their rating and an age rating from parents and get a sense of what the majority of people think is probably appropriate.
It is a really great website. It's commonsensemedia.org. And as Dr. Hill says, they really list everything out. They have sleepover movies and new kids movies and, you know, different scary movies for kids if you really want to scare your kids, like monsters. Of course, what a wonderful movie that is. So movies, video games, you know, television shows like Breaking Bad and even Mad Men, they're smoking and drinking. It's putting ideas into our kids' heads. Game of Thrones, all of these things. We know, commonsensically, Dr. Hill, you don't show your kids Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
You just
and
don't.
I hear a lot of parents
books?
Say, well, they know the difference between pretend and reality, right?
And how do they know that?
At one level of your brain... Yeah, and that only starts at about age 8, by the way. Under age 8, the fantasy world and the real world are essentially interchangeable. So, you know, for kids under age 8, yeah, they may be able to tell you it's a TV show, but as far as they can tell, really, it may reflect reality, right? That's why a lot of mythical creatures survive in reality to about age 8 on average, right? And then things tend to fall apart, kids start to question, right? It gets harder. Second of all, it's not really the part of our brain that's able to talk and reason that's being affected. It's those deep parts of the brain. And in the smart part of your brain, you get, yeah, I know this is imaginary, I'm not going to behave like this, but deeper down under there, where it really counts, your brain is processing this stuff as this is normal, this is okay, this is what people do. It creates role models for behavior and shows you how to behave in the world. And even if you can rationally say, okay, well, I wouldn't do that, that seems wrong, when push comes to shove and you're making a flash decision on what to do and what not to do, it's that sense of what's normal and okay that kicks in much more than the logical part. And that's what I think a lot of people fail to understand.
Now, do you feel that if we're going to, example, give them a book, we should read it first? I mean, I want my kids to read Harry Potter, but I do know that my little one gets scared more easily, but she's a voracious reader. Is this something that's going to affect her like that?
You know, this is what reviewers are for, right? I would love to read everything that my kids read, but I've got 5 in the household, so that would be a full-time job for me. So, you know, Common Sense Media does have the books on there. There are other book reviews that can kind of tell you, and then you can think about how your own child behaves. I will say, you know, I've been talking about some of the negative stuff. I want to make sure we hit on the positive, too, because when you do see something or hear something with your kid that you find disturbing, it's a great chance to start a conversation. I have a lot of parents ask, well, how am I going to talk to my kid about sex? When's that going to come up? That's awkward and weird. Turn on pop radio for about 5 minutes, and you have your opportunity. It's going to come up. Or watch primetime television for 20 minutes with your child there with you, obviously an age-appropriate child. But if you've got a preteen or a teen, and you watch TV for a few minutes, you're going to have a great opportunity to have a conversation about the way people behave and share your own family's values and sort of hear your own child's take on what's right and wrong and how the world works.
In the last 30 seconds or so, wrap it up for us, your best advice on choosing Common Sense Media for our children.
Know that what media your child consumes matters in how your child behaves and views the world. I personally like commonsensemedia.org, and I know a lot of other people in the AAP do as well, as a source for information.
Great source of information, commonsensemedia.org. They've done the reviews for you, so you can go on there, and if you're looking for a good sleepover movie or a good coming-of-age book for your children, they've listed them out very well. I'm going to show them to my children. I hope you will, too. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.